Blog Talk Radio.
As well as fam, committed to recognition when I comes up in the jam, committed to winning, committed to represent. How the Raiders like to say it, commitment to excellence, committed to singing, focusing, keeping a level head, committed to be the underdog and save Charlie purebred, committed to the streets of Queens to Hempstead, committed to find a chick that knows how to give head, committed to making jazz out of folk shaking their ass, committed to smacking MCs who tend to talk trash, committed to get the cash, committed to make it last, committed to the beautiful hot island of Trinidad, committed to keep it hot, committed to not give a what, committed to ATCQ, whether broken up or not, committed to make moves and straight blow up the spot, whether you like it or not. You got your D's, liars, players, max, too many people simply getting paid to fake jacks, how can we change that? Nobody gives a damn about that. I heard money got a Beamer, Range, Axe, Suburban, Denali, Escalade, Cadillac. How can we change that? Yeah, nobody gives a damn about that. Yeah, check. Committed to bring the drama whenever that it is needed. Committed to say F you to broad that I conceded. Committed to mama, cause she brought me in this world. Committed to ish on fellas to lay motherfucker feral. Committed like Morocco Moby to Secret Squirrel. Committed to always wind up with our big body girl. Committed to make jams that'll sell like R. Kel. Committed to little Zach like Mr. Walton to Terrell. Committed to Daylight Soul cause they first put me on. Committed to on Higgins any time that I perform. Committed to always have a dime piece inside my arms. Committed to Liquid Crew and my words that be born. Committed to Flipbo, Terror, or the Death Squad. Committed to Rhythm Kids, but of course by far. Committed to bring it more than the illest you ever saw. Committed to shine like a star, plus keep it black and it's all. There it is, baby Paul. Baby Paul. Baby Paul. Baby Paul. Committed to bringing lyrics back to the forefront. Freaky lyrics, conscious lyrics, hey, whatever you want. Committed to Fudge Love, the rest of his fam. Committed to Lil Gabby, such a sweet little lamb. Committed to Shahid, my man, enough respect. Her Lucy Pearl, no doubt, is in effect. Committed to my Rorty T and family. Make money, take money, that's the way it's gotta be. Committed to my baby girl, Bushy, out in the teasing. Keep that head up, F that nigga, yo, take it easy. Committed to show up, to venture with some C's. Committed to my granny, cause she praying for me. Committed to Keaton Gripe. Committed to Roby White. Committed to having God a big part of my life. Committed to never break. Committed to being in just Fife. Committed to keep it Rod Digger like tight. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You got your D's, liars, players, max. Too many people simply getting paid to fake jacks. How can we change that? Nobody gives a damn about that. You push a Beamer, Benz, Range, Act, Suburban, Jag, Escalade, Cadillac. How can we change that? I said nobody cares about that. Word up, word up. Where's your commitment at, yo? For real.
Commitment to the youth.
Get off that BS. Keep it real with yourself.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. To the boys, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watt. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yes, yes.
Wednesday, the 23rd, March 2016. We are in the building. 3 week hiatus. Real life overrides Nod Your Head Show. Man, all I can say is 2016 is turning out to be a year of death. A year, I won't even say death. The death is a little overdramatic. I'm going to say a year of homecoming. A year of, and everybody dies. We all know this. But it, to me, and maybe it's just more, it's more notice, you know, because of, you know, the media outlets and everything like that. But it's just like so much talent has passed in the last 3 months, January till now. So much talent, so many talented people have passed 3 months. And now, as well as Notorious Big's death being on the 9th of March, we now have to look at Fife, 1/4 of a Tribe Called Quest. Malik passed away yesterday on the 22nd. And we now have to look at this, yesterday, the 22nd, the 23rd, whatever you pick, we have to look at that as the passing of Malik. Fife Dawg, Tribe Called Quest, 1/4 of a member, gone. He is passed on. He is no longer with us. Complications, diabetes. And he's been dealing with that for years. I had a kidney transplant. You know, he even mentioned it in the Funky Diabetic. The man has transitioned on. And it leaves me to say what I've always said when top groups that I have grown up in the era where lyrics mattered, where beats mattered, where consistency mattered. I get people have their petty squabbles. I get, you know, one head gets bigger than the other one. You know, one thinks he's brand new. He thinks he's the mastermind, so on and so forth. Everybody has their squabbles and everything. But at the end of the day, when shit like this happens, sometimes it's best to just bury the hatchet and try to come together and come together. Because you know not the day nor the time you will be called home. And I've seen it happen with Gangstar. I've seen it happen with Slum Village. And I'm seeing it happen now with Tribe. There will never be another live Tribe Called Quest show, a Tribe Called Quest show, because 1/4 of the members has passed. There will never be a Gangstar album because 1/2 of the crew has passed. There will never be a full original Slum Village because 3 members have passed. So J Dilla's gone, Baton's gone, I can't for the life of me recall the other brother that passed. But this is what happens, man. So, you know, Farside is going through the same shit. 2 members, you got beef. 2 members, separate. It's like 4 members. 2 members on one side, another group set on another side. Squash that shit, man. Squash it. Your fans would appreciate it, and you'll appreciate it, man. Y'all started in this shit together with a dream. Y'all got y'all dream. It got to some of y'all to an extent. Squash that shit, man. It's not worth it in the end when shit like this happens. We had Mr. Long on the show from Black Sheep. We had Drez on the show from Black Sheep. Internal beef. I don't know the parameters or why they had beef. It's normally money, egos. Squash that shit. Your fans will appreciate it, and so will you, because at the end of the day, whatever you had to say to that person, when they gone, they're gone. Squash it. You know, little brother, same thing. You know, we had Big Pooh on here a couple of weeks ago, and you got Fonte and you know, the DJ. Shit, can't remember his name for the life of me and shit, but y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, squash that shit, man, because shit like this is happening. Out of a lot of people that have passed, we've lost Big Sean, 43, DJ Easy Rock, 44, Heavy D, 48. You know, cats is aging, and cats is passing. And if you don't take care, I am a victim of diabetes, man. I got type 2. My shit has a chance to be being reversed. And we ain't getting no younger. We getting older. Take your ass to the doctor, man. I'm guilty of this. I don't know what it is with us black men that we won't go to the doctor and shit. And it's scary. At 44, man, we got to get the prostate test and shit. At 40, we got to get the prostate test. I'm going to tell you first off, I ain't feeling that shit. My father, he's, what, 70, 60, somewhere around there. But he had to go through that shit. I'm not feeling a motherfucker digging in my ass or sticking a medical utensil up my ass. And even though I'm not gay, I'm not really homophobic, you know, I deal with homosexuals, you know, but it's just the thought of sticking something up your ass. And it's for a good cause, but at the same time, man, it's black men mentality, man. We will not take our dumb asses to the doctor. And, you know, like I say, I've been managing my diabetes to a point. You know, I still, right now, I'm feeling pain in my feet. Not bad. It's a little pain to let me know, hey, this shit hurt right now, you know. Feel pain in my side every now and then. Luckily, I haven't had, you know, kidney failure or dialysis, anything like that. That's what my grandmother passed from, you know, dialysis. That shit wears you down. You know, having somebody constantly sticking needles in your arm and changing your blood every day and shit, because if you miss, you pay for it, you know, and it breaks you down. And you know, dude had type 1, and he's been dealing with that, you know, for 44 years, 45. He's 1 year older than me, and he's gone. 45. And he's gone, you know. They won't say exactly what complications he was dealing with, but I'll be firsthand to tell you, man, diabetes breaks you down, man. Nervous system, your stomach, your eyes, your will to reproduce. It fucks with a lot of shit, man. And that sugar killing you. Straight up killing. You know, I ain't gonna sit here and lecture everybody, man, on how to get themselves healthy. But I will say, man, make an effort, man, because God will snatch your ass up in a minute. When he call home, ain't no know about it. We got a caller there. Najee Head Radio. Who's calling?
This is Crazy Bone.
Hey, what's up, brother, man? I didn't even get a chance to let the people know you were calling in today, man. Yes, sir. We got Crazy Bone, 1/4 of Bone Thugs and Harmony in the building, man. Man, I was just going on a tirade about health, man. You know, as you know, I'm sure you didn't heard 1/4 of Fife, of a Tribe Called Quest has passed yesterday. And I was talking about health, man. You got to take care of yourself, man. You know, he died, or he passed, you know, from complications of type 1 diabetes. I'm type 2. You got to take care of yourself, man. You know, and I was just saying how black men, you know, I don't know what it is, why we scared to go to the hospital and see what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Death will claim you, man. It'll claim you.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what's your feelings on that, man? I mean, what could you add to
that's definitely true, you know, because I was just recently sick myself, you know what I'm saying, because I suffer from an autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis, you know what I'm saying. So,
okay, you got the same thing Bernie Mac had.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and it's just the same. Like, if you don't take care of yourself and do the right things, like, once you find out what you have, then, you know, easy for it to flame up, you know, and, you know, you can die from complications, just like Bernie Mac did. You know what I'm saying? From what I hear, he didn't stop smoking cigars and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it just escalated. You know, and next thing you know, he had pneumonia and it was just crazy. You know, so when I found that out and see how serious it could get if not taken care of, you know, it was just like having on the mission just to try to stay healthy. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that, brother. You're most definitely right about that, man. I encourage black men, man, and everybody, not just black men, man. When you get them signs, man, go get yourself checked out. Because, like I say,
yeah.
God will snatch you up out of here, man. And you can't tell him no. And when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know, you got to do what you got to do, man. So, on another side, man, we're going to step off of that, man. So, we got Crazy Bone on the line. Appreciate you calling, brother. You kind of surprised me. You hit me early. I wasn't expecting you to hit so soon. I was trying to set a segue up, you know, and let people know what's going on. But for those that don't know, man, when did Crazy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony kick on the scene? You got a lot of young listeners that don't know when you guys kicked on the scene.
Man, well, you know, we was discovered in 1994 by the late Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, it's pretty much, you know, we came from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, we took one-way bus tickets out to Los Angeles trying to just really our hopes and dreams was to get signed by Eazy-E, you know what I'm saying? But it was just a thought in our mind when we went out there. We didn't actually think that it was going to actually happen. You know what I'm saying? And we ended up getting a contact to Ruthless Records, and we just called every day, you know, until the secretary who answered the phone every time we called. She was like, you know what, I'm gonna make sure he calls y'all back today, because y'all been called out like awfully lot, you know what I'm saying? And that day he called us back, you know, and I rapped to him over the phone, and he was blown away by what he heard, you know what I'm saying? And we found out that he had a show in Cleveland, so we hustled up money to get back to Cleveland to be able to open up the show. And, you know, after they performed, we just rushed backstage like we was part of their entourage. And, you know, we made it backstage, but they stopped us at the dressing room. And then, you know, Eazy came out and we rapped again. And he was like, wait, y'all dudes, I talked to on the phone. And we were like, yeah. And he was like, yo, so when y'all trying to go back to California? And we was like, man, right now. We ready to go right now. And you know, he made it happen the next day. He had us back out in California, and you know, it was on from there.
That's what's up, man. I had never heard that story. You know, I heard the story when y'all was talking to Ed Love and y'all met Tone Loc, and he played y'all and stuff, man. And y'all met him back at Eazy-E's party, and then y'all played him back. But that's true perseverance, man. Y'all got it done, man. That's how you get your foot in the door, man. A lot has changed trying to get your foot in the door now. Back then, you know, back then compared to now.
Oh yeah.
You know,
you got all that social media. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like back then, it was all blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm saying. If you wanted to get it, you had to go to it. You know what I'm saying. You had to get out and find it. You had to, you know what I'm saying. You had to get out and put that work in. You know what I'm saying. And right now, it's as easy as just putting a video on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and millions of people seeing it all over the world, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have that, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's a bad thing. It works in both ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, the good thing is it's easier to be discovered, especially for it's easier to be discovered, but for established artists, it's a great tool for us, you know what I'm saying? It's been around for a while, you know what I'm saying, that can kind of cheat the game and go around labels and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, and do what we do, just having a fan base that we have. And I think, like, the downside of it is it takes away the experience of grinding for a new artist, you know what I'm saying, like getting out there and, like, really trying to make it happen opposed to just sitting behind a computer all day, just upload videos, you know. You know, me, it kind of takes the appreciation away from the grind and the hustle that so many of us had to go through just to make it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but you appreciate it more, man, because you worked hard for it, man. You know, you
exactly.
didn't have the conveniences that you have today, man. I mean, right now, it's like you could find yourself in stardom, man, just by a YouTube video or, you know, a Vimeo video, you know what I'm saying? And it's different back from when Light Cats had to make demo tapes and you had to go see an A&R and, you know, you had to you really had to put in work, man, with it, what you put in. You know, you had to cut a lot of shit, demos, pictures. You had to have all that shit. And now it's as simple as a person hitting you up on SoundCloud or you just said, you know, it's convenient. But at the same time, like you said, it cuts out a lot of the respect and the feeling of reward that you did, that you know, you worked for it, because it's just so easier now compared to what it is, you know, today. You know, how do you feel about it? Go ahead.
I mean, no, I was just saying, and it's true, and it kind of gives artists like a sense of, like, you know, like, you know, kind of like a sense of they deserve it, you know what I'm saying, before they earn
mm-hmm.
it.
Entitlement,
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, because what I tell everybody is, like today is like something we live in, everybody wants it now generation. Nobody wants to work for it. But everybody want it now, you know, and I call it the microwave generation, because everybody wants it overnight, you know what I'm saying, opposed to putting in the work and really seeing yourself blossom, because, you know, like, because what we did, what experiencing, like, we're going through the way we had to get it, we learned that we developed ourselves on the way. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't always have that style. You know what I'm saying? We didn't always have that style. It took us some time to, like, you know, like, grow and, like, you know, develop this style over some years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it took us a while to get to the point we were before we even met EZ. Basically.
Yeah. But y'all, you did what you had to. You know, a lot of people don't even do that far. They just want it right then and now. You know, I was looking at a video, Rosenberg and them on Hot 97, and they had this young kid, Lil Uzi Vert. And, you know, he's one of the millennials, one of the new breed of MCs, rappers out there. And I was just looking at his demeanor, man, and just the way he was coming off, you know, oh, I'm a rock star, you know. I'm like, who? And just his whole body language to me is exactly how you explained it. It's like he felt entitled. You know, Rosenberg and them, you know, they fuck with people anyway on the show. They was trying to get him a freestyle and shit, you know, and drop some bars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was going to play a Primo track. Now, you know what a Primo track is. You know anything Primo do is dope. Worst track would be dope. My man didn't want to rhyme over the track, man. He didn't want to rhyme over the track. And so they went into him. You know, they lashed out to him. But that's what I see. You know, they got the trap music down, you know, out of Chicago. They got the little flow going on out here. But, you know, they got the trap music kicking in. It's just like some of these cats, man, they just feel like you say, entitled. And, you know, I get it. You know, me and Buckshot had the same conversation. It changes. But at the same time, I can't respect some of these young cats, man, because it's like your attitude is not reflective of the music that you're putting out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We always have braggadocious rhymes. We always talk about guns. We always talk about weed. We always talk about fucking. We always talk about all that stuff. But at the same time, it's just like the way you guys came up and you hustled for yours. These new niggas ain't doing that. They ain't doing that. You know, when First of the Month came out, I was in Northern. And I remember when the CD dropped, and I was looking at the shit skeptically, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony, what the fuck is this? And then when I heard what I heard, you know, and rare to tell you, I'm funny style about certain shit. When I heard y'all flow, man, and y'all just, it was different. Y'all was talking some gangster shit, but the way y'all put it out there, man, the way y'all put it together, it was different. Nobody was doing that. Y'all was the only, I think the only person, I believe, if I recall correctly, the person y'all had beef with at the time was Domino, if I'm correct. So, but other than that, nobody was doing that shit. That's what today lacks. Creativity. Hip hop is gonna change. But when you had a record, y'all used, you know, you, there was double CDs came out, there was heavy promotion behind it. You would see Bone Thugs, like when Bone came out, man, that's all I saw at the local mom and pop stores, record stores, Tower Records. I'm telling my age by Tower Records, you know. That's all you saw was the promotion, and they put y'all out. And then when the video came out, Rap City, MTV, Yo MTV Raps, when you came out, and it was the mayor at the time, Chris Thomas, it was. And when y'all was on the show, that's the perspective of how hip hop should be, man. You did something different. You presented something different. These new niggas ain't doing that, man.
I totally agree, because it's kind of like we live in a you know, because with hip hop, we grew up to it in the era, to, you know, like back at the, you know, we grew up off cats like KRS-One, LL Cool J, Eric B.
Right.
Like him, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, like, you know, so we was raised by the era of like, it was taboo to sound like somebody else. That was a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
That was a no. That was called perpetrating. That was called biting. And we held those values like very, very dear to us. Like it's the reason we developed our style, because we didn't want to sound like nobody else. And even when we came out, you know, we didn't sound like Biggie. Biggie didn't sound like Tupac. Tupac didn't sound like, you know, like the next dude. You know, and that's how we was. Now it seemed like it seemed like record companies go after artists that sound like somebody. Now, that's their main focus. Look for somebody that sounds like the next dude, and they try to ride off that coattail. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's real crazy.
Now, my next question for you. So when you went solo and everything, you know, y'all had y'all beef at the time, but when you went solo and everything, I mean, what prompted you? Like, what prompted you to just go for self? Was it really that bad at the time, or you just wanted to do something different?
No, man. See, that's what people don't even understand. Like people don't even understand. Like that, we like brothers first for everything. And I think the media like kind of like bigged up the whole, it was beef with Bone. Although, yeah, we did have our problems, but like it was no problems that ever had us thinking like, oh, I hate these dudes, I ain't messing with these dudes. It is what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, you know, like before we even met Eazy-E, we had plans to come out as a group. You know, had the whole plan. We had the plan for Mo Thug Records even before we met Eazy-E. Because we had a gang of people that we kicked it with, and you know, we all had a pact. It was like, whoever makes it first, that person is going to come back and get everybody else. And that's exactly what we did. You know what I'm saying? We had a plan to, after we did a few Bone albums, we was going to start doing solo albums. It was all in our plan. Like, nothing, like no animosity or no beef made us do this. It was already in our plans. We had these plans even before we met Eazy-E. So we kind of had everything structured, you know what I'm saying, because we watched Eazy-E and what he done with, because we was real big fans of Eazy-E and NWA. So we watched that whole thing take place from the birth to the breakup, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we had these ideas, and when it was time to do the solo albums, you know, me and Busy was nominated first because we had already had solo music done, You know what I'm saying? So everybody was like, since y'all already got solo music done, then y'all should just go ahead and do y'all's first. So Busy came first and I came second. So it was just like all of that was planned.
So y'all, yeah, okay. So what's going on with you? I mean, like, are you touring at the moment now? What's happening with Crazy, man? What's going on in your life?
Yes, indeed, man. I just released well, right now I'm working on a 3-volume CD called Chasing the Devil. I released the first one November 20th of last year. I've been touring that. You know, I released volume one is Chasing the Devil Temptation. You know what I'm saying? And I've been touring off that. You know, so I'm doing really good. And I'm looking to release the second volume sometime this year. So that's basically what I'm doing. And this is my last solo push. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting into other things. You know, like developing artists and other different business endeavors. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on. You know, I have a clothing label called The Life Apparel. I have a clothing store downtown Los Angeles, and I'm looking to expand that. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on several film projects, you know, one being a television series about the music business called Backstage. You know what I'm saying? Basically exposing the game for what it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. You know what I'm saying? So based on my experiences in the business along with my group, Bone Thugs and Harmony. So that's something I've been working on as of late, and also working on the Final Bone project. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that's up and coming right now.
The final bone. So this is it.
Yes, the final bone. I mean, you know, we like I said, we still gonna do music and like stuff like that. But we're now, especially me, is trying to step to the back scenes. Like I said, develop other artists and just do like a lot of stuff on the back scenes, man. Just, you know, just relax, kick back, enjoy my success, and just, you know, spend time with the family.
Wow, man. I go out with a bang, man. Yeah, I feel
right.
You. On that
oh, yeah.
One. Go out with a bang. I wouldn't expect. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, because the other artists that you're gonna come out with, is it different genres, or is it just gonna be predominantly like rap and hip hop? Or are you gonna go into R&B and all that too?
Oh definitely. R&B. I have R&B artists, or pop artists. You know what I'm saying? Just like whatever. You know, I can pretty much adapt to any kind of music. I have an ear, and I just know good talent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm willing to work with anybody to step outside my zone. I always like to stay out of the box, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like we started out of the box, nobody can never put us in the box. So it's like, I work with a variety of different artists, not just hip-hop.
Okay. See, I'm like that, too. I remember a while back, because I produce and write, and, you know, I used to rap. I don't really rap as much these days, but I remember one of the people would say I sounded like, she was like, you sound like a female Bone. And I'm like, for real? You think?
Wow.
So I took that as a compliment, because I had never heard that before, but it made sense.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How they put it after they explained it. I'm like, oh, well, I take that as a compliment then. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember blasting y'all shit. So you rubbed off somewhere. You know, so I appreciate y'all, really.
Man, let's backtrack though, man. Let's get back into this clothing, man. What possessed you to come out to the clothing line industry? Or have you guys always done that? Or have you yourself done that?
Well,
what was the influence?
I mean, so, yeah, I mean, well, we had went like a long, you know, but we were signed to these to the big labels. You know what I'm saying? They were doing our merchandise. And you know they when record companies do it, they try to take a big portion of it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, it was a long time went by and we didn't have any merchandise companies. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start my own. You know what I'm saying? And I got me a team together. I partnered up with one of my dudes I've been knowing for years, and you know, We went in half and we just started making our own stuff. And you know, we actually started this like 5-6 years ago, and it's been growing and expanding ever since. We have a large following right now, you know. So like I said, we have a store in downtown Los Angeles, getting ready to open up a store in Cleveland, and trying to expand it around, you know, around everywhere. We're looking to actually open up the next 2 stores in Cleveland and in Australia, because Australia, we have a very, very large following. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to go over there.
You're going international with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You're going international.
Definitely.
That's what's up, man. So, like, if people wanted to see some of the things that you have in the store, where could they, you know, look online or have access other than the brick-and-mortar spot? Is there a site they can check out?
Yes, indeed. They can go to thelifeapparel.com. And you can see everything on there.
Pearl Apparel. The Life Apparel.
Life Apparel. Life. The Life Apparel.
Oh, the Life Apparel. Okay, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. So as far as the clothing line and everything, so because people have always done clothing line. I mean, you like doing shirts, pants.
What type of apparel are we talking? Yeah, we do like shirts, hoodies, joggers, warm up suits, jackets. You know, hats and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at my store, I don't just sell, my clothes. We sell other brands as well. You know what I'm saying? And we also do other artists' merchandise. We do DJ Quick. We do Ice Cube. We do E-40, Chameleon Air. We do Zendaya from Disney. You know, like so we that's something I'm taking on as well, like trying to do other artists merchandise and become the merchandise company for other artists as well.
Okay, that's what's up, man. All right, going back, seeing how the Final Bone album is coming out and you still touring everything, so are you guys gonna get together a little bit before that? Any tour dates coming, you know, up in the States, stateside?
Oh,
you guys got anything?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, definitely. We stay on the road, man. We like to. You ask anybody, Bone is like the Rolling Stones of hip hop. We stay on the road. You know what I'm saying? We always on the road. We are very much in demand with our fans around the world. We're actually getting up to go on our first world tour together with all 5 members. We've never done that, so that's just like another whole avenue to explore. You know, because we've never done a world tour with all 5 members. You know, because all 5 of us, you know, at one time or another, wasn't able to leave the country for some reason or another. But you know what I'm saying? Now that we're older and everybody's matured, you know, and we got all that crazy stuff behind us, everybody is on the
level. Ain't nobody
now,
too
so,
quick
you know,
to get arrested no more, is it? Oh,
yeah,
no troubles.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
for real.
And it's the time you gotta grow up out of that shit, man. I mean, I won't say it's cool, but I mean, I understand. You know, it's a time you gotta come up, and you gotta make money, man. We ain't getting no younger, man. You know, your music will stand the test of time, but you won't. You know,
exactly.
So
that's real.
It is what it is, man.
Yes,
well.
Sir.
Where can people find you online, man, if they just want to check in and, you know, on social media? Where can they get in contact with Crazy Bone to see what's going on with Crazy Bone? If they want to shoot you a demo, something, where can they catch up with you?
Well, man, you can on Twitter, you can catch me on I Am Crazy Bone. On Instagram, it's crazy_bone. And on Facebook, it's Cray Jack Your Boss, K-R-A. J-A-C-K, Your Boss, YABOSS. And of course, Facebook, Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I'm saying? Twitter,
okay.
Twitter for Bone Thugs and Harmony is at BTNH Live. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we all over with the social media thing as well. We use it to our advantage. Like I say, it's good and bad. We use it for as much good as we can possibly use it for us. So, We all over on the social media.
That's what's up, man. At least I can honestly say, man, I have never seen y'all with Twitter fingers on no Twitter finger beef type thing, man. And I think that's good, man, that y'all are uniting together, man. Because like I was saying, man, I was going down the list of groups. You know, you are class of 90. So, you know, all the groups that came out and then they splintered up over beef. Or internal, you know, friction. And, you know, like I said, man, we done lost Guru, we done lost Fife now, you know, all type of silly shit that sometimes you got to bury the hatchet, man, and make money together, man, because at the end of the day, like I said, you don't know when you're going to get called home, man. You know, sometimes it's not worth it.
Yeah, man, and that, you know, and that's why I say, like, that's something, like, we always knew, because when we came in the game, we always told each other, you know what I'm saying, like, we ain't going to let this money, we ain't going to let this music break us or change us to who we are. Yeah, it's going to change us a little bit, but we ain't going to let it change it to the point to where we strangers to each other. You know, the reason why we're still together, because we weren't put together. Nobody put Bone together. Our grandparents knew each other, our parents went to school together, and we came up together. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's three generations deep in this. You know, this ain't no Bone, ain't no group that's put together. We brothers for real. You know what I'm saying? So one of us die, you can believe the other folk gonna be carrying that casket. Bottom line, this is how it is, for real.
That's how it should be, man. You stick together no matter what, man, because the record industry, the labels, they will try to put that kibosh on you and separate you for real.
Man, exactly.
They'll try to put it on
exactly.
you. So, man. Well, you know, Crazy, man, I want to thank you for your time, man, and you are more than welcome to come back. In fact, we gonna have you back. I didn't get any music for you. Today was, like, really crazy, man, trying to put stuff together. But I got your math, and D got your math. And we're going to try to put something together where we can, you know, get some of your music and showcase it. You know, we got the older stuff, you know, but I didn't get a chance to upload it today, man. It's been real crazy, man.
But
I'm going to put it in rotation, man. Give me, you know, your new artist, man, whoever you got in your stable. Send it on, man, you know, to my email, and we'll blast that shit, man, and let people know what's going on with you. That's good, man. You one of the few guys I hear that actually believe in passing the torch over. You know, you want to go out on a good note, and you want to bring other people up through you. So you one of the few that I hear actually trying to do that. So that's some good shit right there. That's some great shit.
Yeah, definitely.
But man, again, I want to thank you for your time, man. You are more than welcome to come back at any given. If you want to call in, you hear us talking about some shit on the show, man, call us up, man, and chime in, man. So thanks a lot,
man,
for hitting us up,
all right, bro. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Have a good evening, sir. Not a problem, man.
Thank you.
Peace out.
All right.
Crazy Bone. Bone Thugs and Harmony came through, blessed us, gave us a little bits and pieces of what's going on with the crew. Man, that's what's up. I'm still kind of taken aback, man, by the final album, the final album. This man said the final Bone Thugs and Harmony album is coming soon. So everybody in this season.
You just had to catch their features.
Yeah. I mean, but they've been around for a minute. You know, they've been doing what they do. And it is what it is, you know. They've been doing what they do for a long time. I wasn't so much a fan, but it was certain songs that I liked by them, you know. So, but their shit was good, man. At the time when it came out, it was totally different from anything you ever heard.
It
ain't nobody else out there like them, man. It's man. But yeah, that's good that they kind of, you know, they still together and they trying to continue their legacy,
or
evolve. And you know, and they will. You know, that somebody had questioned if this new era of MCs, rappers, can stand the test of time, as you know, like a Bone Thugs and Harmony. And I pretty much, you know how I get down. No, they can't. You know, I can't see any of this this stuff that's playing today.
You won't
25 years later. But that's what I'm saying. 25 years later, you know, and the kids, they like to sit and you know, like I guess kind of like we used to do our grandparents. Oh, that shit's old, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But at the same time, it stands the test of time. You ain't going to hear Future 25 years from now. You ain't going to hear, what's his name?
2 Chainz.
No, 2 Chainz ain't bad. He, you might hear him. 2 Chainz, man, is an intelligent dude, man. I have to give him credit for credit is due, man. He just dumbed down his shit. Because he's a good MC, man. Matter of fact, I got some shit I want y'all to hear while we talking about 2 Chainz. I'm going to let y'all hear this, and we're going to come back to that. Because this kind of caught me off guard. Did I upload it? Oh, don't tell me I didn't upload it.
What are you talking about?
Okay,
Trinidad,
yes, I
James? I don't think he's going to be around either.
No, Trinidad James ain't going to be. But 2 Chainz got a new album out. He got this joint with Lil Wayne. I'm going to let y'all hear this, man, and you tell me what you think, Ray. This shit is kind of dope. Nod your head.
Three Chainz.
Caught up in my bullshit, put your head on backwards. Then skate on faster, engage in laughter about what just happened. Fingers and apples, get 10 commandments, is that too graphic? Catch you in traffic, you sitting dappy like stealing candy. My ceiling's absent, my wheels are massive, my friends assassins. All of us bastards, our mothers queens and our women dancers. My river's rapping, my fin is splashing, my gills are flapping. I bit some matches and sip some gas and went kiss the dragon.
I'm really rapping, no fingers snapping, them pistol packing. Y'all niggas slipping, my swag is dripping, so here's a napkin. What's really happening, verbal attacking, I'm showing passion. Know what I mean? See, I'm the king, like I'm from Akron. I'm going overboard, somebody call the captain. And when it comes to getting checks, I always want the fat one. I'm so high, I can sing to a chandelier. My flow a glass of Ace of Spades and yours a can of beer.
Too many bitches, too many blunts, too many buttons. Not enough bullets, them niggas bugging, the SWAT is coming. AK on shoulder, no shoulder shrugging, ain't matching nothing. My weed sticky like acupuncture and Magnus honey. Knock on the side door 3 times and have your money. Or get to stepping like Kappa stomping, I slap a junkie. I'm having lunch with Italian Sonny, don't ask the subject. Lord, why you took rabbit from me? He say don't ask me nothing. Too many bodies, too many bangers, too many bundles. Not enough bullets, these niggas bugging, I heard they stun you. It's gonna be trouble, we come through and catch you while you cuddle. Them shotgun barrels like tunnels, nigga, don't even mumble.
I'm back to ballin', I'm in the back full of magnums only. Pull on the scene and I fuck your queen playing Pastor Troy. Are we ready? Turkey, spaghetti, and castor oil. That's codeine, turn your guillotine to a fashion show. In 4 minutes, I turn this into forensics in a foreign car with a foreign broad. That's long-winded, paper long, and you taking long. You just don't get it. Hunt the phone up on Say Tony, want a song with me. Hotter than Mississippi, the summer of the 1950s. In a van full of some niggas and white bitches. Get pulled over for swerving like high officer. When he asked me why I was swerving, I'm high officer.
I can make it bounce by myself. 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 I can make it bounce by myself.
Got a mansion, a condo, a cabin, I sleep in my phantom. So high dancing with the stars to the Star Spangled Banner. I change your channel, I change your pattern, I ring your Saturn. I bang your madam, she get on top and I shake the ladder. I make her straddle, then gather, then calculate the data. I listen up for the snakes or the baby rattle. I play the shadows, don't play no games, I shake it at them. I'm on a chronic all day, like it's my favorite album.
I play the sound when the Cayman Islands, a stripper dancer. If I don't get the car first, I have a temper tantrum. I'm innovative, I demonstrated, it's nickel plated. I don't care if you owe me a nick, nigga, you need to pay me. I kiss your lady, eat a pussy, then kiss the baby. Get situated, get
fuck? What happened?
Okay, I don't know what the hell happened, but we are having technical difficulties. I had to call back into the show, man. What the hell's going on, man? Hey, the song just stopped and everything. What the fuck happened? But, yeah, that Blog Talk is like that sometimes. I don't know. But, yeah, sorry about that, man. But that was 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne Bounce. And dude got some bars now. Don't get it twisted. He got some bars.
Yeah, I didn't like Lil Wayne's voice. I don't like when he be rapping in that voice.
He ain't like that shit.
Yeah, I be like, shut the hell up.
Let me hit y'all with some more new shit. This is actually not new, but what was it? Fab came out with this. It was a mixtape, man. And I actually heard this the other day. But yeah, I'm going to let y'all hear some of this stuff. We're going to try to hear some more music, and then I'm shutting this down early tonight. But we're going to be back. I want y'all to nod your head and hear some of this new shit. So nod your head. We're going to try this again. Hopefully the sound don't go out again. If we keep doing, I'm most definitely in calling it a night. But here we go. This is Fab. This one is called For the Summer. So check this out. Nod your head.
Yo, I just got the new thing for the summer. Now I need me a boot thing for the summer. We can kick it like Luke King for the summer. You can't tie me up though. Shit, I don't even tie shoestrings for the summer. I just let them hang like a new chain for the summer. Speaking of, I doubled the cube bangs for the summer. Black girlfriend like, really? 2 Chainz for the summer? But I done blew chains on a few things that was dumber. That's why cash rules like Wu-Tang for the summer. With that said, I might cop 2 things for the summer. They both gonna be blacker than Lou Dang for the summer. And then I'm nicknaming them Hussein and Osama. That's a Saudi and an Afghan, new slang for the summer. That's Audi and the ass dance, new names for the summer.
Whoa.
Cup in my hand, it's Deuce for the summer. Hey, night a dark night, I'm Bruce Wayne for the summer. Love, summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh. Talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it. For the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it.
Yeah.
Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like a summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Love. It's all or nothing for the summer. Just copping, we ain't cupping for the summer. Playlist popping, let it shuffle for the summer. Me and this fly chick with a duffel for the summer. Ass like a carry-on, marijuana marathon. On them nice Saturdays, people be getting married on. But we just trying to catch the party, flip it like a spatula shorty. Got bands matching Cardi, strippers like the bachelor party. I'm a butt smacker when I'm off the nutcracker. Barry Sanders on hoes, hell of a cutbacker. Slut back up, too much act up. Ain't no cash behind you, I got too much back up. I mean, paper keep coming, can't do nothing but stack it. Swag too crazy, can't do nothing but jack it. My studio's a padded room, I'm flowing like I had a shroom. Should've dropped this for the summer, like the sun I had in June.
Love.
Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh. Talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it. For the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it.
Yeah.
Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like the summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Love, 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 love. Hey yo, LA
for the winter, New York City for the summer. Gotta bring you with me, you too pretty for my number. No time for hoping you call. I mean, girl, you so dope, I might go through withdrawal. Fall in love for the summer, then elope in the fall. You ain't even got a pack soon as they open the mall. She could hit it, she could get it, she could get it. Yeah, she could get it. It's too early for the titles, but feel like we committed. It's the Bay Cave. Next games at the Bay Plays. Busting off in the bed, sounding like AKs. Brrrat, brrrat, brrrat. All up in it, like where that? Never had a real one in your life, took care of that. When you fucking with the gold chains on, you hear that? Bling, bling. Every time I hit it from the back, bling, bling. Fuck around and go another round, ding, ding. Yeah, that money got me on my Mayweather. Gone for the winter, leasing to that Mayweather. It's too cold back home, I had to stay weather. Never did this before, don't ever say never.
You're now logged on to ZatGift.com.
Hey, so, what you doing for the winter?
One time.
Automatic.
Hershey in between dudes, just like Lauren. Go to work every day, take the bus like Torrin. She be curving all the locals, much like foreigns. And this is when I had the Martin, I was just like Lauren. So what's up? Dark windows on the acid. Who else pull a big daddy up or mother gassing? I'm like, how long it's hard to get roll acid? She said, I don't know, it depends on who's asking. Look, I'm young OG, but you can call me Yogi. You say I real I am, but when you do it sound bogey. So why don't you get to know me, I remind you of the homie. And make you forget about everybody that's before me. She said, I hope so, cause them other niggas slow be. Had me getting hurt all the time, I'm like Kobe. So I be with Adobe, M.I.A. like Toby. All these niggas trying to hit it, even bitches on a low B. Brooklyn like Nah, son, Harlem like Yobi. It's wet like the ocean well, dick like Moby. We need to stick together, real ones click together. Since we both get into it, we can hit that lick together. Get that money, you just need a real one, one time.
Get that money.
Stack up to a million, one time. Back up in the building, one time. Shout out to the real ones, one time. See, you might have had some, but you need a real one. You might have had some, but you need a real one. You might have had some, but you need a real one. Said you might have had some, but you need a real one. Funny how money change a situation. Real one come through, make a situation. When you work for me, it come with vacation. Trip to LA just to hit crustacean. Everybody eats, had to grab with the noodles. Too busy doing me to be mad at what you do. The big dog is out, better grab up your poodles. Don't let me work the magic, cause Fab got that voodoo. Look, Fab got that voodoo, yeah, Fab got that voodoo. Stick the pin in your dog, stab up your boo-boo. She might have had some, but she need a real one. Man, she a bad one, realest in the build. And I'm a bad boy, I diddy bop on Biggie Block. Bad bitches can't really rock with any thought. Got a ball, we really jocked up in a spot. And so Brooklyn, I'm really rock on any block.
Me up, and I know you need me, baby. You know I'm down, and I'll decide to lift me up. So tell me the my dick to the left. You never got suited, never got fitted. So the shit I'm talking about, you never gon' get it. We fuck the same bitches that's facing. Split they tongue like a pair of aces. Can of pulp, cocaine, and curb cases. Keep a 4-5 on the road, stasis. I'm winning. Comfort is a trophy. See me when you see me, then you probably see me OT. Shirtless with shades on, whipping something foreign. I keep my wrist wrapped like I'm sparring. Rocking a pair of MBs. New chick flipping like 10 P's. Get money, keep stunting, bag bitches, go crush 'em. Get money, keep stunting, bag bitches, go crush 'em. Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap. Money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking fact. Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap. Money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking fact. Lunch at Don Pepe's, life of rap essays. Top brain level, we tryna enjoy decades. Toast to my future, stay getting close to my past. Hustle in the present, cause a nigga need cash. Young niggas need a fresh advisor. I stay swerving like I couldn't pass a breathalyzer. Used to take it easy, now I'm taking over. Never been a cobra, hopping out the Rover. If not, I got the Ruger, hopping out the Uber. Beef is for the street, don't be a thug on the computer. Eat good, drink good, live better, get cheddar. Disease stricken wool, I usually rock a sick sweater. Sneakers in my closet, bitches in my jack. Money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking fact. Peace to Mr. Wonderful. If niggas looking for that work, we got a bundle full. Get money, keep stunting, bag bitches, go crush 'em. Get money, keep stunting, bag bitches, go crush 'em. Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap. Money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking fact. Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap. Money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking fact.
Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap, money in my pocket, that's a motherfucking sack. Bottles on my table, bitches on my lap.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land.
My bags, headed for Greyhound. It was a Monday. Time to start my mission. I felt that burning feeling in my soul. I had to listen. I had this reoccurring dream from the stage in a suit with a fade. I had set the game ablaze and they threw me a parade. I stacked a little change and took my family out the caves. But I was trapped in the maze like a lab rat. And at the bottom of the barrel where they keep the crabs at. No Geico, no Aflac, nothing to fall back on. But the streets where niggas cussed out the police and so they crack on. Better known as back home, where they treat the Arabs and the Spanish and the blacks wrong. There he go with that song. You may be tired, but I spit when I'm inspired. From the Lord of the worlds, cause the devil is a liar.
Down for long,
cause
I'm getting stronger.
Cause
I keep getting stronger.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
My style is like
like a shot of Jack Daniels. A baby grand piano, lighting a Hopkins, smoking cigs, strumming on the banjo. The son of man's a son of a gun with hella ammo. A sheriff shooting Bob Marley, John J. Rambo. Six sextillion, 19 million. The holy pyramid say we all are lost children. Voodoo for the pilgrims who bring weapons and conceal them. They silence you with force and then indoctrinate your children. Yo, Gabba Gabba, Ahmadina Jabba. Blow up your apartment if you don't observe the Sabbath. I look the devil in his eyes, say abracadabra. Then drown him in the mighty light his brain couldn't fathom. Scrapping every day, just like Fight Club. A thriller and a smooth criminal like Mike was.
I'm bugging, man. And now in March, we got to celebrate and honor two fallen MCs. I'm bugging, man, but it is what it is. Nigel here at Radio. I see we got D on the air. What's going on, man?
Sir?
Good with it.
Slow motion, man.
Wow. Is that all you
Nigel here Wednesday.
Hello? Dang.
He just called him to breathe on the phone. That's it.
Oh, as usual. Damn stalker.
Look at it. Right, he done got quiet now. Shit. You still there? Yeah, okay. You call to check in, man? You good?
Yeah, just, you know, seeing what's going on.
He sound like one of them dudes that just be hanging out in the library, rubbing lotion on himself, looking at people and shit.
Or tied up in a closet.
Right. Oh, I'm okay.
Put it down.
I'm looking at this book, just rubbing this lotion on me. Don't pay me no mind.
I wish somebody else would rub it on me.
Right.
Wow.
I wish I had a shower I could stand in and rub some soap all over my body. Man, what are you doing, man? What the hell? What's going on, man? You missed the interview, man. Crazy came on here and gave us a backstory on Bone and said the final Bone album is coming out. He didn't give us a date, but he did say the final Bone
cool.
album will be coming out.
I was just calling to see how it turned out.
No, he was just passing by. He was driving along.
Something like that.
I was just walking by the first time, passing by. Okay. You going to Bath and Body Works now?
You said what?
I said you going to Bath and Body Works now?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they said you the one bought all the gift cards, so how am I going to go there?
I was giving them to you. I thought you wanted to rub some more lotion on yourself. So, yeah, man, the March is going to be associated with another fallen MC. We got February for Dilla, and then we got March 9th for Biggie, and now we got March 22nd for Fife. And the hip hop community, man, is real somber right now. You know, Q-Tip chimed in, and you know he said his piece. Questlove said his piece. Dinko said his piece. I ain't seen nothing for Busta yet. He ain't said nothing yet. He probably won't, man. It's kind of sad, man, because
where did you see all these remarks on?
On Twitter, on Facebook, I've been posting them pretty much all day, because I caught it last night actually. That's something else I got to talk about too. I didn't get a chance to talk about that, but I was on last night and I had a session going on the PS4, and you know I was logging off, and I said log it off, not jag it off. But anyway, and I happened to see a notice pop up, you know, on my phone, and that's when I saw that he had passed away. So the next thing I did, you know, I took it a step further and researched, man, because, you know, Facebook be lying sometimes. You know, you had them cats on there, oh, so-and-so died today and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the funny thing about it, I was listening to a bunch of Tribe shit on the way from home from work that day. But, you know, I didn't hear anything about him having any complications or being in the hospital, you know, anything like that, you know, with his diabetes. And, you know, I got on the phone and I texted his manager, Rasta Roots, his manager / DJ. And that's when he verified it for me that, Fife had passed away, man. So, he verified it. Static Selector verified it. Skef Anselm verified it, man. It just spread like wildfire, man, over the net, man. And everybody was chiming in because everybody, you know, I heard Moni Love and Ed Love of the Day. And Moni was crying, man, because, you know, Moni got her start with them. You know, before she, you know, did the whole Moni in the Middle, she was on the Buddy remix with Latifah, Jungle Brothers, you know, all of them, man. You know, and it's, you know, it's surprising just how it happened, man. You know, he checked out, and he is in a long list of other people that passed, man. So it's just crazy. So, and you know what I was mentioning before in news today, another brother on a sad note that I'm keeping my eye on for suicide is Cat Williams. Cat Williams got out here. He's been in the news for the last 3 weeks now, and it's been a downward spiral ever since with this brother, man. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk the week and the previous 2 weeks where Cat recently got jumped at a Beanie Siegel concert and they beat his ass. And then here we are 2 weeks later, and he's in some more chaos, and this time it's even worse than the previous, you know. In this day and age, man, everybody has a camera phone, and you prone to get your ass beat at any given moment, and as soon as you hear World Star, you taking an L. You know, if you ain't giving an L, you taking an L. And dude got his ass beat by a seventh grader today. I don't know what caused it to go down the way it did, but he sucker punched the kid. And,
he got his ass
beat. Yeah, he got yoked up real quick, man. The kid, after he sucker punched him, the kid tied up Cat, man, and he was about to choke Cat out, man, literally.
First of all.
And it was
first
crazy. That's all I can say.
Did you see his hair? So you already knew it was a shit game. What Cat Williams' hair was looking.
Now, you know what?
The word
that's going on around on that. I've seen the previous videos, and I actually posted. This whole shit supposedly started where he went out to the projects somewhere in Miami. People are saying Atlanta. Other people are saying Miami. I don't know. But anyway, he was out there in the projects, and he was playing soccer with a bunch of kids. Now, where it went downhill from that, I don't know. All I know is that the next video that I saw, he was talking to the kid, and he was like, well, you know, he said something along the lines of do what you need to do. And the kid turned and looked away, and Cat sucker punched him. And from there, it went downhill. From the kid ate that punch and literally just octopus it out of Cat Williams, man. He wrapped him up quick and had him in a submission move where he could have choked him out. So, you know, his hair didn't look like that until he pulled. Until he pulled his cap off, he had a camouflage cap on, and he pulled it off, and he was looking crazy like that. But that ain't the first time Cat been looking like that. But here's my thing, man. I'm gonna call the show. Cat needs help, man, because I see this dude killing himself, man. If he don't get the help that he needs, man. And I don't know who his PR, his public relations people are and everything, but he's spiraling out of control along the lines of DMX. Remember when DMX kept spiraling out of control? And he ain't never caught no L when he got his ass whooped on camera twice. Nothing as severe as getting his ass beat by a 7th grader, a 15-year-old, some say a 15, some say a 17. I mean, and you can't help but to laugh because, you know, Cat was talking a lot of tough shit. You know, he was talking about fighting. He was talking about fighting Kevin. He was talking about fighting Kevin Hart. And I'm like, dude.
If that ain't little bit.
I'm just saying, how are you going to talk about fighting somebody and catch two L's? The Beanie Siegel concert, I understand because there was a lot of them cats. They stomped shit out of his perm. I get that. I don't know what he was smoking then when he did that. Did you see the tape? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know what he was on then, he got jumped on by, I guess, a couple of Beanie's goons, man. He got jumped on. You know, and they stomped the perm out of him. But this last one, man, now if his career wasn't done, there is no... I'm just saying, there's nothing tough he can say ever again at any comedy show. He might as well prepare himself to be. He can't. He might as well accept that he's going to be heckled.
You have turned into the joke.
Yeah, literally. Any show he goes to, he can't talk tough no more. It's done.
Oh, wow.
There's no more tough talk he can say. Yeah, there's nothing he can say.
Pimp down,
you know. It's sad, man. And I blame him, you know,
and
for allowing his, you know, people. You can't even really blame his people with all the crazy behavior he's been. You know, he had people jump on his bodyguards. He punching miscellaneous people, and he's the king of the sucker punch now. I see that now. Because every person he get, he sucker punch him. So he's the king of the sucker punch. But it didn't work in his favor, apparently, this time. And I'd be willing to bet it's going to be some repercussions, man. There's going to be a lawsuit behind that because that was a child. Somebody going to want to get paid behind that. That was a kid, man. He was still 17. He's still a kid.
All right.
His family, I'm telling you right now, in the next couple of days, there's going to be a lawsuit drawn up. I'm telling you, watch. It's going to come out. And somebody better put him on suicide watch because his career is over. He's going to get heckled at every show. His career is over. It's over. There's nothing you can say because as soon as somebody says, yeah, but what about you got your ass beat, you know, twice. And it's been on tape twice.
He's going to fight somebody else.
Yeah, there's nothing he can do. Now, I can see what he could do. He could turn this shit around like Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor got burned up. He took his pain and made jokes out of it. And that's all he can do. You turn it around. Because like I say, it's going to be, it ain't a possibility. Somebody going to mess with him. He was just here in Chicago last weekend. Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So somebody going to turn this around and fuck with him at his next couple of shows. My suggestion is to make all the money he can, take a backseat for a while, write some new jokes, and then do another tour again. Try to get hot. Just, you know, and don't do nothing big. Do small scenes. Try to build his confidence back up. Because right now, I'm telling you, I need a job as somebody's PR agent, dude, for real. Because like DMX, Mike Tyson, Cat Williams, a lot of these niggas are self-destructive, man. And the company that they keep is bad for them. It's real bad for them. But with the right PR and the right management, put that motherfucker in rehab, chop off all the Klingons that he has on him, man, and just sit him down and build him up, man. Get him off that shit and build him up, man. Let him, you know, just get him in small circuits, man. Get him to write new jokes and stuff, man, and just put him out there, man. I'd be a good PR rep and manager, dude. Trying to tell you, man. He had to cut himself off from people, man. I'd have him move from where he live, man. Don't tell nobody shit. And just spend the next 3 months getting his shit together, man. Just getting them together. Getting them together, sit him down, clean the system out, get all the drugs out of the house, get all the guns out of his house, and just write jokes. And get him brace himself for, you know, the hecklers that are going to bother him. Because it's going to come. You know, you have to be careful, man, when you're a celebrity out here, man. Because niggas carry cameras. And it's going to always be one world star. You know what I mean? But anyway, I digress. We're going to call it a night, and we're going to see y'all next Wednesday. Fife, rest in peace. Rest in power. Rest in rhymes. And Cat Williams, get some help ASAP. Call me. Hit me up, man. Email me. I'd be a good manager. I'd be a better manager to you, man. Email me. And, yeah, we're going to let it go tonight. So we'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. And peace out. And that's it.
Yeah.
As well as fam, committed to recognition when I comes up in the jam, committed to winning, committed to represent. Moderators like to say a commitment to excellence, committed to staying focused and keeping a level head, committed to be the underdog and save Charlie purebred, committed to the streets of Queens to Hempstead, committed to find a chick that knows how to give head, committed to making hair that a folk shaking their ass, committed to smacking MCs who tend to talk trash, committed to get the cash, committed to make it last, committed to the beautiful hot island of Trinidad, committed to keep it hot, committed to not give a what, committed to ATCQ whether broken up or not, committed to make moves and straight blow up the spot, whether you like it or not. You got your D's, liars, players, max. Too many people simply getting paid to fake jacks. How can we change that? Nobody gives a damn about that. I heard money got a Beamer, Range, Axe, Suburban, Denali, Escalade, Cadillac. How can we change that? Yeah, nobody gives a damn about that. Yeah, check. To bring the drama whenever that it is needed. Committed to say F you to broad that I conceded. Committed to mama, cause she brought me in this world. Committed to ish on fellas to lay motherfucker feral. Committed like Morocco Moby to Secret Squirrel. Committed to always wind up with our big body girl. Committed to make jams that'll sell like R. Kel. Committed to little Zach like Mr. Walton to Terrell. Committed to Daylight Soul cause they first put me on. Committed to on Higgins any time that I perform. Committed to always have a dime piece inside my arms. Committed to Liquid Crew and my words that be born. Committed to Flipmo, Terror, or the Death Squad. Committed to Rhythm Kids, but of course by far. Committed to bring it more the illest you ever saw. Committed to shine like a star, plus keep it black and it's all. There it is, baby Paul. Baby Paul. Baby Paul. Baby Paul. Committed to bringing lyrics back to the forefront. Freaky lyrics, conscious lyrics, hey, whatever you want. Committed to Fudge Love, the rest of his fam. Committed to Lil Gabby, such a sweet little lamb. Committed to Shahid, my man, enough respect. Her Lucy Pearl, no doubt, is in effect. Committed to my Rorty T, and family. Make money, take money, that's the way it's gotta be. Committed to my baby girl, Mushy, out in the teasing. Keep that head up, F that nigga, yo, take it easy. Committed to show up, to picture with some C's. Committed to my granny, cause she praying for me. Committed to Keaton Wright. Committed to Roby White. Committed to having God a big part of my life. Committed to never break. Committed to being in just Fife. Committed to keep it Rod Digger like tight. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You got your D's, liars, players, max. Too many people simply getting paid to fake jacks. How can we change that? Nobody gives a damn about that. You push a Beamer, Benz, Range, Act, Suburban, Jag, Escalade, Cadillac. How can we change that? I said nobody cares about that. Word up, word up. Where's your commitment at, yo? For real.
Commitment to the
get off that BS. Keep it real with yourself.